It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why can't we just be like that again? I know you feel it too. I mean, what are you so afraid of?
Hey, just don't flatter yourself, Alex.
Go ahead, hit me. If you can't f*** me, why don't you just hit me?
You're so sad. You know that, Alex. Lonely and very sad.
Don't you ever pity me, bastard.
I'll pity you because you're sick.
Why? Because I won't allow you to treat me like some slut you can just bang a couple of times and throw in the garbage. What are you doing? Please don't go. I didn't mean it. Please, I'm sorry. I'll tell your wife.
You tell my wife, I'll kill you.
It only takes a phone call! So, what can I get you? I've got scotch, I've got vodka, I just mash it in the...
Cut the shit, will you? Just cut it! I don't know what you're up to, but I'm gonna tell you it's gonna stop right now.
No, it's not gonna stop. It's gonna go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not gonna be ignored, Dan.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Buenos dias.
Hello.
¿Cómo está usted? This is Miguel O'Mara, here with some more music on the best of bike music. That's right, we've got a big show scheduled for you today. It's going to be fantastic. I know you're going to love it. I know you have a great time listening to it.
Who are you?
I have no idea. It is Tuesday.
Juan Carlos O'Mara.
July. I normally don't drink beer, but when I do, no. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings, citizenry. Hope you're enjoying the show wherever you are, whether ye be on vacation or at work, toiling away while everyone else is on vacation. Mm-hmm. If you would like to chat with us, we have a phone number for you. Here it is, 877-365-3636. You can send us a lovely little instant message. I don't read them. Buzz does.
I do.
Mike O, WJFK. If I read them, I get pissed off too easy. Right, yeah, you can send us an email at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. Online, it's the MikeO'MaraShow.com. You can download our podcast. You can give us instant feedback, and I want to talk to Ms. McBride.
Of course.
It's an area of our website that has not been updated recently.
Oh, no.
How's that?
And we'd really love to get that updated. I'd like to read some fresh stuff if we can. Mm-hmm. It's filtered, don't you know? And that filtered stuff normally means it has to go through somebody before it gets up on the website. But come on now! Gotta stay eyes on the prize! Keep it fresh!
Isn't the filtering what makes it delicious?
The filtering is what gives it that special coppery taste that we love so bad.
It's cold filtered 12 times.
But give us your instant feedback. Check out our fabulous photos and get the Daily Buzz as well. We mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. The big, the incredible Party on the 8th.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do not have a venue announced yet, but we will soon.
Yes.
We are working feverishly behind the scenes to get the right joint, to get just the right place. Had a few discussions about that today, and we're going to, you know, I'm deferring to Ms. McBride.
Excuse me.
Oh, had a little bit of the Aquafina.
This doesn't even have bubbles in it.
Sparkling beverage before the show. I love that
that's
beverage.
That's a new one, right?
That is a brand new beverage they put in the Pepsi machine upstairs,
that's
and that
wonderful.
Is... That is just lovely.
It's berry flavored,
lovely,
right?
Lovely, lovely. And so I had a few sips of that before the show.
Ah.
But the Party on the 8th is going to be huge. What it is, of course, I can explain to you exactly what it's going to be.
Please do that.
It's going to be me, Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, everybody from the show, just hanging out with you guys for a couple of hours. And then about midway through the evening, we're going to have the big announcement. And all of the fabulous Buzz Babes,
bring them out.
All 12, 13, 14, 30 of them,
right,
are going to be coming out in their brand new spanking costumes that you're going to absolutely love.
No actual spanking is allowed.
All the girls have been fitted for their costumes. They're going to get their costumes, I think, this week or next week.
Uh-huh.
And then once they get them, they can modify them, which means, modify.
Right.
Any way they want to modify, they can do that. It should be great.
I can help if they need any.
It's going to be very, very exciting. I know I'm already excited about it. What do you say, Matthew?
Beef. It's What's for Dinner.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's part of a modification.
On the big program today, we have adult video news. Paul Gold will be on. I'm sorry. Paul Fishbein.
Oh, that's his name.
Paul Fishbein will be talking about the state of pornography in America. I've got a million questions for this guy, and he's the man. He's the editor. He's the founder of the Adult Video News.
Right, one of the Bibles of the industry.
And we have to
how we know what's good.
We have to find out also about how we you know, get involved with going out there and doing a show from there.
Oh, the awards.
Yeah, wouldn't that be? No, I'm not sure. Would you really want to do a whole show out there? I'm not sure.
Well,
yes.
I don't
yes,
know.
The answer yes, is yes,
I think
of course.
The answer is yes.
Yes, yes, the answer is yes. Let me go right to the phones. Oh, also today on the show,
yes.
You've watched this on your local news programs.
News.
You must have seen this. Hottie IndyCar driver Milka Duno.
Oh, yeah.
She had that big cat fight with Danica Patrick.
Oh, meow.
She's an Indy driver and a very smart lady from Caracas, Venezuela.
You got Milka?
She will be on the show today.
And cool. She also, despite all of her degrees, she has the broken English, right?
I believe in the fight I heard the broken English.
Yeah.
We'll see, but she's very smart, got a lot of educational degrees, a lot of master's degrees. We'll ask her about that
Latin
as well.
Blood.
And she's you know, she's a hot Latina woman.
If she's so smart, learn our language.
Well, I don't know, Rob. She might have done all her learning in Venezuela, so we're not sure. You speak fluent Spanish?
No, French.
Ah, bonjour.
I don't go to Spanish.
We have a call about you.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, let's get right to the phones. 877-365-3636. We go to Alex in Falls Church, Virginia. You have a question or a comment about Rob's weight.
Yeah, and this is a sensitive subject, I understand, but I was wondering.
Now, let me ask you right off the bat, why would you think it would be a sensitive subject? We're very open and honest about it.
Well, you're very open and honest about it, but I don't want to tread on any sort of uncomfortable territory. I just wanted to ask about
uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with your whole manner. But go ahead, Alex. I don't want to cut you off at the knees.
No.
I want to hear what you have to
say.
He
makes me more comfortable than I was before the show started. So go ahead.
I was just curious as to, I mean, it really seems as though it's really helping Rob out. And I got a sister that needs some of that kind of help. And I was just browsing the website for the physician weight loss. It doesn't say anything about how much it costs or what program, you know.
Are you doing your commercials for them yet? Are you formally
absolutely.
Doing them?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, isn't this free advertising, really? I mean, when he's talking about that.
Yes, very free.
Here's what I know.
What?
It's a bargain.
Yeah, very good. That's all he can say on it right now. Listen to his commercials, and, you know, we tell everybody what he's on. It doesn't say how much it costs, but I'm sure it's reasonable.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Otherwise,
Thank
I'm not going to give them a free ad, not on this airtime, for God's sake.
I don't know.
Let's go to Kurt, Northern California. Kurt, how are you?
If I am Kurt with you.
It's because time is of the essence.
Kurt? I'll make it quick. Quick, mind you.
Hey, Kurt, you know what's weird? The first two guys on the show sound like they could be brothers. And your phone keeps dropping out.
Brothers as in, like, you know, Oakland brothers?
No, brothers as in snarky brothers.
Uh-huh.
There's that snarky quality
the
first guy had.
It's snark brothers.
But what can we do for you, Kurt?
Well, I'm hurting today. I had a little bit too much to drink last night. I'm feeling the effects today. But something always happens. When your show starts at noon over here in California, I always have the urge to begin drinking again, and I have no idea why that is.
Then it's working.
You know, Kurt, I tell you, I completely sympathize with you. I feel strongly about what you're doing. I approve of it 100%. As a man who's continuously throughout his drinking career been told sometimes you should, sometimes you shouldn't, sometimes you do too much, you know, I think you just got to take each day one day at a time, like they say.
Exactly.
And do what you got to do. But Monday, were you on vacation, Kurt, or is Monday drinking a normal activity?
No, not on vacation. I was just Monday drinking.
Just a Monday night binge. Does that happen a lot for you?
No, not too much. No, I just had a little bit. I had too much to drink last night. I'm feeling the effects today. But
what were you drinking?
I was having some vodka mixed drinks and some beer.
You know what? As someone who probably not less than a month ago enjoyed a Monday little binge.
El Binge.
You know, there's a, it just happens occasionally on a Monday where you'll just slide right into it. And then you got to come in on Tuesday and really fake it with
your
coworkers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you come in hanging your head on Tuesday, they're going to say, wow, that is a serious problem.
Yeah,
now,
problem.
Monday, you do have the free pass that, you know, Sunday sometimes the party, the daytime barbecue
too much weekend.
Turns into a booze fest a little bit. And, of course, Sundays and Saturdays, that's acceptable.
Uh-huh.
Even the occasional Friday. I think back to my drinking schedule at the Great American University. When this was literally, thank you so much, Rob. My very first class on Monday was 6:30 p.m.
Talk
about higher learning. In my senior year.
You're the
planner. And, of course, that was Monday night football, so we'd all party on that night. Then Tuesday night was Tuesday night at the tavern.
All right.
So, you know, that was a huge night. That was a big party night at AU.
That.
Can't miss
that
one. Wednesday night, I had all my classes on Wednesday, and Wednesday night I hit the books. Okay. And then, of course, Thursday, that's a normal party night
back
in college.
Yeah, Thursday is when it really starts, because a lot of Friday schedules are light.
And Friday was a light schedule for me, too. And then, of course, you have Saturday, which is, you know, kind of a – that's usually when we would have our dorm parties, our formal dorm parties.
That's when the AU football team would play.
That's exactly when they play. The fabulous Division I AU Eagles.
They would play VCU at football.
And I don't think we even had a club football team when I was there.
No, we didn't have anything.
We had a basketball team, though. We had a Division I basketball team. And we one time we beat Georgetown, and that was a really, really big deal. Used to go into the stands, Rob, and say, "What the hell's Ahoya? What the hell's Ahoya?"
Did you ever get an answer?
No.
Yeah, what is Ahoya?
They just looked across at us and said, "We had better SAT scores. We had better SAT scores.
You're going to park our cars."
Yeah, it was big, big fun. But I don't know. I think you got to do what you do and enjoy yourself, Kurt. And anytime you want to listen to the show, and do it in the privacy of your own home is okay with me.
We're making people drink.
On the show, we've got a lot of stuff coming up, but I'm very excited about tomorrow's show because this was all over TV and also on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in our backyard. Tomorrow, and Rob and I both emailed this picture to Beth Ann McBride and the information to Beth Ann McBride.
Uh-huh.
Rob and I are going to get pedicures tomorrow on the air, but we're going to get very unusual pedicures.
Uh-huh.
These are pedicures given by fish.
They're
called
Dr. Fish
Buzz. This is very, very, very exciting.
I've read about this.
A toothless variety of carp, I believe.
No one emailed me, and I still know about
it. Here's the story. Let me see. From what day was this in? This was in the paper today. Uh-huh. I'm so glad it's in there today.
Should we
I saw it on the internet yesterday.
Yes, always.
Okay, next time.
Fish pedicures pamper flaky feet. A pedicure in which dozens of tiny toothless carp nibble away the this is good. You know what? Somewhere laboring over at USA Today is some decent little writer.
Yeah.
Because listen to this.
Good
a pedicure in which dozens of tiny toothless carp nibble away the flaky dead skin on your feet is the latest and unusual spa treatments. John Ho. That's the owner. I think this is the guy we're going to have him in studio tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
John Ho and his wife, Yvonne Lay.
Hey now.
It's spelled L-E. I would assume that's Lay.
Lee, maybe.
Or Lee. Shouldn't it be two Lees? Two E's, rather?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't speak the language. Where are they from?
It says they began offering the treatment.
Cincinnati.
Out of
4 months ago at their Yvonne Hair and Nail Salon in Alexandria. Traditionally, a rough instrument is used to scrape off dead skin. The Gara Rufa fish sounds like a drug, doesn't it?
Gara Rufa.
The Gara Rufa fish, also known as a docta fish, is used in the procedure that originated in Turkey and has become popular in some Asian countries. So, what Flintstone feet and myself, what we'll be doing tomorrow is we're going to be sticking our feet into spring water, lovely warmed spring water,
brought up to 85 degrees,
and he's going to bring his fish in.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to do a pedicure with fish. Fish are going to eat our feet.
It'll be the second time this year you've killed fish.
This is going to be. Oh, I think the fish are going to thrive. When the fish eat my skin on my feet, the fish are going to do so beautifully.
They'll be healthier.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
Your feet were perfect.
My feet are perfect. However, there's something on the baby toe on my left foot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not quite
sure.
No, it's not a herpy because I haven't had foot sex in a long time. But
good
it is.
You, Mike.
And that's the best kind of sex,
though. It is, yeah.
And you can do it in so many different ways, too.
Uh-huh.
You just use the foot as an erogenous zone.
I think we've got it. Yeah.
Very, very. No, you don't.
Isn't that what broke up?
You don't know the half of it.
Isn't that what broke up the McCartney marriage?
McCartney, oh, God. Because she just couldn't
she
get. She could only get halfway there.
That's right. She
very frustrating.
Commit.
So I'm excited about bringing our feet. But my baby toe, I think I'm going to use my right foot, actually.
You have to do both.
You have to put both feet in there?
Well, that's what I envisioned when we talked about sharing the tub.
And your feet, your dogs,
oh,
I remember.
My feet are magnificent.
Oh, my God.
Quit.
I remember from the beginning when you started with us. I remember your surgery.
I had a surgery. That's
Rob
right.
came in one day with bags on his feet because he had ingrown
that.
Toenails that like went down to China.
There were no bad. Buzz had colon surgery. He's fine. Things heal.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, how are your feet? We never talk about your feet.
I have one foot that I think is actually in very, very good shape, and then I have the other foot that I tend to hide behind the good foot,
the club
because
foot,
because I have I have one of those bad one of those bad toenails.
How are your feet, bud?
On my left foot.
I don't know why I've been impersonating Dennis Murphy for 2 days, but I have.
While you guys are putting your feet in with the fish, I'll bring a rod and reel.
Well, you actually do a little narration. That's what you're good at.
That's true.
And a little fishing.
And let's James Brown would say, get on the good foot.
Get on the good foot and first stay in school.
That's right.
Hi, mommy.
Now, do you think we'll actually, I doubt it'll hurt.
Yeah.
But do you think we'll feel the hot fish action?
I don't want to do it unless there's a real noticeable feeling. I hope they really feel cool.
I think you feel the nibbling. And then after it's over, fish sticks for everybody.
Yeah, we're going to eat them. Dave from Tahoe, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Don't let Carrie cook them.
How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. So I have a definition of what Hoya is.
Okay. Well, I know Hoya is isn't it some kind of bulldog?
Well, no, it says here in the dictionary, any climbing shrub of the genus Hoya with pink, white, or yellow waxy flowers.
You know, it's a flowering bush. So,
I wasn't actually sending out...
I have no idea why they're a bulldog.
I wasn't sending out requests, but now that you bring it up, I'm trying to remember what exactly a Hoya is. It is the Georgetown Hoyas, H-O-Y-A. I know you've got... got it already?
Oddly enough, the dictionary definition means what or such. The word Hoya means what or such.
Is that a Spanish dictionary?
In my drunken stupor at AU, we weren't actually thinking about it. We were just saying the chant, not really caring whether we got an answer or not.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's a Hoya?
But I thought as an American University journalism student, you really wanted to get to the bottom of this burning question.
Yeah, just like you.
What was the American University mascot?
We were an eagle. The American Eagle.
Yeah.
Can you think of a finer mascot than that?
The shrinking livers.
Seriously, the American University Eagle, standing tall. Well, and the soccer team did very well that year, and the basketball team did very well that year, too.
That's an awfully decent mascot. Not as good as the Rams.
Or
the Fighting Rams
or
of
the Hokie.
VCU.
The Fighting Rams are VCU?
The Rams.
Now, what is a Hokie
That's
exactly?
a turkey.
It's a turkey?
It's a kind of turkey.
But you don't see turkeys on the VT logo very often, do you?
No, but occasionally you will.
Just the giant Virginia Tech. I love Tech, though. Tech, because the Tech football program is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Hokies. But I've got an Eagle T-shirt at home, and I've got an AU logo at home, and I've got the modern one and the old one, too. Very exciting about
it. Does it remind you of your playing days?
My playing days when I blew out my knee in my quest to become a professional football player?
I thought it was lacrosse.
It was women's field hockey.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's what I did. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow on the program. We're very, very excited about that, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about my very favorite reality show, the one that I like more than anything else, and then we'll talk about poopy jalapenos, and then we'll play a commercial and come back and do more stuff. But
you didn't reveal this game, this new this show.
Glad you didn't hear that. What?
What did I miss?
Nothing. You didn't miss anything. I just was commenting on it. Good
you didn't,
Lord.
You did not reveal. Do you need some Osium?
No, I think I'm fine. Okay. I think I'm okay. It's not like when Buzz lets one go in here.
Oh, my God.
God, is there any worse stink than that when he lets one go
in here? It'll kill fish.
The wallpaper rolls up.
What were you asking me?
You didn't reveal the name of this reality show in our pre-show meeting.
This is not a reality show. This is more like actuality. This is along the lines of...
What's the difference? You keep saying that.
Actual reality is Survivor. Reality is kind of like American Idol. Reality is Big Brother. Actuality
is... It's like a contest if it's a reality show?
No. It can be a contest, but Survivor is completely manufactured. Actuality is Deadliest Catch, Ice Road Truckers, X-Men. Those are actuality shows because they just take cameras and go show guys doing what they really do.
Okay.
Survivor, Big Brother, those kind of shows, that's reality television, and I think there's a big difference between the two.
All right. Well, what is the show you enjoy?
I love Locked Up. Have you seen Locked Up?
No.
Oh, my God. No. This is the show. This is a great show.
Women
can't
in
tell you. Cannot tell you what network it's
women
on.
Women in Prison.
This was a woman in prison last night. And this was they take stories of people that have been busted overseas for trying to smuggle drugs, a la Midnight Express, the guy that was trapping it. And they also take, like, when terrorists kidnap people. They were incredible last night. I mean, there's the just compelling. It's recreations. They do dramatic recreations of the people over there, narrated usually by the person that was put in the lockup. And absolutely incredible. I really liked it. Hold on a sec. Let's take a call from another Rob with two Bs from Virginia.
Impossible.
Hello, Rob. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What's happening?
Yeah, Hoya Saxa comes from Hoya Saxa. When the Georgetown used to have a football team, that was a chant that they had.
Did you hear the beginning of this? I didn't understand what he was saying.
Say it again.
Let's go Hoya Saxa is the saying. It comes from when Georgetown had a football team.
Hoya Saxa?
And that means?
Hoya Saxa. It means
what? It means what rocks. Exactly.
Yes.
What rocks?
Yeah,
remember I said Hoya means what? Well, Hoya Saxa, which they chant at the games, means what rocks?
What rocks? I mean, it's like, was this done at a concert? Was this born at Woodstock?
No,
what
they
is it?
Played so long ago, there was no football. They had to play with rocks.
They played with big granite stones.
Yeah, just like Fred
I don't get it. Hoya Saxa. I'm not sure.
As in rock and roll. What rocks? Georgetown rocks. That's
no way, though. But, I mean, that would have been a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
But Hoya Saxa came out of, like, that rocks, like the expression we use today?
No. What rocks?
See? Are you any clearer on this?
They are Greek and Latin terms. The Greek word hoia means what, and the Latin word saxa means rocks. And they used to chant hoia saxa, which means what rocks.
Well, why would they chant that, Mister? Buzz will give me a look like he's so knowledgeable because he's got the information in front of his computer screen. I want a complete, clear explanation of hoia saxa get it either. Well, don't look at me like Alex Trebek.
I'm just telling
you're
you.
You look at me with this tone that goes, hoia saxa, and they would chant, what rocks?
Well,
like, it makes total sense, and you're making me look like an a-hole here.
Not at all. No, but that's
it
what I do.
It makes no sense.
Well, I can't help.
When you say it, you say, hoia saxa, Mike. You should know that. You were born there, and it doesn't, and it still doesn't make sense.
You should know that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Mike,
what?
You really shouldn't.
What? Oh, here we go.
Oh,
okay.
No,
all right. Put me up on the cross. I'm about to be crucified.
Oh, come on, Jesus.
What is it?
Okay. When they say what rocks, rocks is the verb and what is the subject. So what rocks?
Like rocks, like that rocks, like the show rocked
exactly.
today.
Right.
I'm saying this was too long ago.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have had that back then. And
sure
also,
Mike's right.
If it's in the Latin, back in the Latin days when Latin was created and used as a language, people didn't walk around going, that rocks. You know why? Because it was prior. Rocks is a reference to rock and roll. So if you say something rocks, you're saying something is really good. It is a modern term.
Yeah, really,
you are using ancient language to describe
what?
A modern term.
The notion of rock.
You're not even caring.
I do care. On a side note,
I'm making a valid point here.
You
happy
are,
birthday
Mike.
To
I'm with
Alex
you.
Trebek.
Hmm?
It's Alex Trebek's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah. Happy
what
birthday.
Is? And this, I don't care.
This was my trivia.
We should grab the Alex tape later on in the show where he raves out. Do we still have that lying around somewhere?
No.
We don't? Thank you. Thank you very much. Intellectual property. I have to tell you, Buzz, see,
yes.
you sound as though you completely understand and you side with the listener.
I didn't. No, and I didn't mean to talk down to you. I was reading you the information from the Georgetown University website, which does not explain the origin.
I'll ask the caller who is still on the line. Wait a minute, Rob. I want to ask the caller who is still on the line here. You called in with the explanation. So back when they had the football team, what years are we talking about?
50s, 60s.
Okay, that's you just said 20 years.
You got a 50s, 60s. Uh-huh. Do you really think it was meant to say, hey, that rocks? Were people saying that back in the 50s?
The whole notion of rock and roll. Okay, you go, sir, then I'll talk.
No, Nazi, you go.
Nazi.
Well, at least he's showing a modicum of respect.
He is respecting you.
The whole notion of rock and roll from which rocks is derived from doesn't even exist until 1954.
Okay.
Okay, so I really don't think that could be the real reason.
See, this is why we would chant, what the hell's a Hoya? And they're calling... all right, so really, if you want a literal translation from Latin we're using here,
yes, I'm Greek.
That would be the Georgetown what's.
Yeah.
Or what nots.
All I know, sir, are you a Georgetown
and then
student?
And you inject levity in it.
I'm
going to stab you in the eye.
What the hell was I thinking?
Because all I know is that I had an uncle who went to Georgetown, and he's a pain in the ass.
I had a lot of buddies that went to Georgetown. My attorney, one of my attorneys, one of the 300.
Your fleet of attorneys.
You think I'm kidding.
I know.
He actually went to Georgetown Law. And I'm still trying to get a clear explanation. We are in the seat of this university trying to figure out what the hell a Hoya is.
And Iammer writes, Darkstar writes, as the Hoya was often cited by sports writers covering Georgetown sports in the 1920s, it took only a few years for a nickname to be born. By fall of 1928, a Hoya sports writer began to refer to the football team as the Hoyas, rather than its contemporary nickname of the Hilltoppers. The change was picked up by local writers
on top of a hill.
As basketball season began, and Hoyas became the official Georgetown nickname within a few years.
That
so are you
help.
Saying that the name of the Georgetown paper was the Hoya?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Let's go
because
to
that would make sense.
Bob in Silver Spring. Bob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Bob?
Good, thanks, Mike. Listen, I was just going to say basically the same thing that Buzz is saying. It was about the line, the offensive and defensive lines during the 1920s. They won the national championship, and they had a stalwart line. And
so like a stone wall, like a rock?
Such rocks, they'd say. To
oh,
the
such
rocks.
Hey, that's the first decent explanation I've got. And Buzz didn't have that.
Yeah,
damn that Buzz. Buzz didn't have that. Buzz was just talking like Alex Trebek being a know-it-all. And he's got it on his computer screen. I don't have that in front of me.
Well, my dad went to Georgetown during that time, so he knew.
So they were saying Hoya Saxa.
Hoya
Saxa.
Hoya Saxa. Such rocks.
Such rocks. Or what rocks? Okay, exactly. Now that makes sense to me.
Did it have anything to do with their genitals?
You know it did.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Or Bob. We got to take a break.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. You're welcome, Mike.
These are fascinating subjects. More of this incredible, stimulating dialogue to come on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What the hell's a Hoya?
And we will. I still like that.
I do too.
And that comes from AU. Go Eagles!
You should be very proud of your university, Mike.
We'll take a look at Know It All's first newscast and more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.